Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another edition of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. It is Friday, August 8th, 2025. And I think for today's episode, we're just going to help Nico do some deep breathing exercises and just relax for a little bit. After what just happened yesterday, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing really, really, really good. Yesterday was like, it was like AI dropship day. Basically, it was almost like everybody was trying to take their stab at like, no, we're gonna beat GPT-5 news, and we're gonna beat the GPT-5 drop. I mean, like, I've never seen so many, like, AI things just flying out the door, like, just, like, from everybody. Like, all, I mean, like, it's been, just a crazy week with just, like, a shit ton of drops all week. But yesterday was, I mean, it's almost like combining the entire week into one day with how much shit dropped yesterday. It was just like, wow, really, really, really? Oh, wow, okay, like, this thing's new now. There's an update for this, like... And of course, I wake up this morning and everybody has GPT-5 under the hood on pretty much every coding platform, Cursor, Windsurf, like everybody. So that's going to be a thing all day, kind of like just waiting for Replit to get around to it, really. I don't know what happens now, right? Like that under Replit hood is... That's some amazing stuff. Cursor now has like a max level that you can go to, and that includes an agent builder. So now there's a Cursor auto agent builder. It's out of control. Amazon bought a wearable device company, so there's that to look forward to. Windsurf is they just got acquired by Cognition, which was already one of the top tier auto-coding platforms. So now that is happening. I don't know what the child of that is going to look like, but it's Windsurf already, for those of you who aren't using it, like they already have like their own Suebench model, right? So like outside of all the other models that you can do, and if you sign up now, it's free. And let me tell you, so worth it. If you do auto-coding, it's so worth it to use such a high-level model for free. Like this... I don't know what GPT-5 looks like compared to this. This SWE model is insane. It's just insane. I don't know if that's what the whole, like, maybe that's what part of the partnership with Cognition is all about, because, like, I can't imagine why you would allow that for free, but I've been just tearing shit up with that thing. I mean, anytime you can use a free autocoder, why wouldn't you? It's amazing. It's been so magical this week. Like, it really does. It's so starting to feel like when I come online, it's magic, that I actually had to have a conversation with GPT last night. And I was like, hey, I'm kind of starting to I'm starting to realize this like psychological trap that I sort of have like auto created for myself, where especially when it comes to programming and auto coding, I think the reason why we saw the spikes, I can almost guarantee it, is instant gratification based. And like it's so hard to explain the level of gratification you get from asking something for a thing that sounds like in crazy complex, like, nah, there's no way that it could possibly pull this off. And then all of a sudden it happens, and it happened in like a matter of minutes. And there's really no other way to explain it other than like, wow, it's just so crazy powerful. And then to realize that like, oh wow, I can wield multiples of these things. So I can have like multiple ideas. I can be doing art. I could be doing music. I could be writing something. I could be creating a program all at the same time. Right. And I was like, you know, doing that over and over again, I'm like, it creates this like dopamine effect, right? And I was like, yeah, I don't, what happens long term with that, right? Yeah. Because it doesn't go away.
Right.
Like, you know, it's a crazy thing where like I've never had something that allowed me to express so many levels of creativity that it feels infinite. Like, I don't know what it looks like in the world of abundance. I know what it fucking feels like. I do know what it feels like. It feels amazing. Amazing. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, when it comes to what the rest of you call work, my life is fucking amazing on a daily basis right now. Just insane. I sit and I orchestrate work and it is the most amazing shit. And it's still very difficult. If you think it's not difficult, watch me. your eyes will go crossed real fast. For those, you know, for like me and Chris have talked about this before, for those of us with ADHD though, this is your superpower. This is such a sick superpower. It's insane. Like, so
activation on so many levels, and like the only constraint is time.
Exactly.
Like, that's it.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know, now we've got like, okay, so pretty much just yesterday, not even yesterday alone, but like so many things just go quiet too. Like they happen and it's like, no, shh. So I'm like, I'm perusing through, you know, I was meeting with the AI Adventurers Group, the HubSpot AI Adventurers Group. If you guys aren't a part of that, definitely get in on it because it's an awesome group. We talk on like a bi-weekly basis, try to set up like, you know, meetings where we talk about AI and stuff like that. Which by the way, August 28th, if you guys haven't heard, Value First AI Summit. It's the first one, won't be the last. It's going to be amazing. It's right before inbound. It's going to be everything about AI leading up to inbound, right? And then you can compare that and bring it with you to inbound. And then we're going to follow up after inbound anyway. So like it's going to be a nice value sandwich for you.
Yeah. From the perspective of data, I'll just add that part.
Yes.
The data summary.
Yes. Yeah. And I got to, I'll just throw another one out there. Like, why not? Everybody else is drop shipping stuff this week. Why not? So me and Chris, we're working on a workshop that we're going to be doing, and it's all about deep research and how to leverage that. And in putting the workshop together, which it's getting magnanimous at this point in terms of like the quality and the value that you guys will get out of this workshop is insane. And like we keep talking about it on almost daily basis, and it's like, yeah, you know what, I think we just added another $100,000 in value to this thing just from this little bit. This looks like a, you know, good $250,000 idea. And it really is that, like, when we and if you don't, like, honestly, if you don't believe this shit, I just saw just another interview with Sam Altman this morning, which I'm sure happened yesterday but aired this morning, and he was talking about pretty much my favorite quote, which is that I think it's probably possible now to start a company that is a one person company that will go on to be worth like $1 billion. And more importantly, they'll deliver an amazing product and service to the world. And that to me is like a crazy thing. You can do things today that used to take teams of hundreds of people. Like that's where we're at now, right? Like that's direct from Sam Altman. Okay. This is exactly what he was talking about two years ago when he said, in 2 years, you're going to be able to run an entire marketing company with just one person. Totally possible now. Absolutely. Between like GPT-5, agents, deep research, like it's insane. So we're having this workshop because, you know, it's necessary. It's absolutely necessary for you guys, not only to like understand how to use these tools to the maximum, but also again, like leverage the money, like the pile of money that you are sitting on. Right. So like the amount of you guys that are like, oh, I wish, you know, we got to have turnover and this is terrible and we got churn and this, that, and the other. And it's like, wow, that's because you're doing something that, you know, me and Chris kind of have been developing, which is your ACP, hidden deep, deep research, deep inside your CRM,
is the data ACP. You already have, for the love of God. Like, please stop buying data from other places when you're not even using the data you have. Like, makes no sense. And that's what this is all about. Like, right? Like, so the three issues that we're about to start hitting, like, as hard as we can are, like, basically data literacy, like conversational AI literacy through things like deep research, because it's all about like just the interaction, right? It's not about like one prompt, not yet, maybe by the end of the year, but like one prompt.
I don't know.
Either way,
I think by the end of the year, it'll conversation. Right?
Yeah. Either way, it's important. The literacy is how to engage in the conversation with this all powerful being that can see and know all. Because if you don't engage, like it doesn't sink in, and then you think it can just go do this stuff for you, and you still right. got to be like, this is how our business works, like, and give it all that stuff, all that context. A great show yesterday with Joshua Oakes about basically context engineering inside of HubSpot and going from unstructured data to a little bit more structured data to normalized data and like to intuition and bringing it all together, right? When you can create that space for AI, it's going to do world-changing things for you. And then the last thing I think is agentic like literacy, basically, right? You mentioned custom GPTs. Pretty sure that's where you're going with that. But because you got all these systems now, and that's where it's like, let's get the data right and the context right. And then we can build literally hundreds of agents to just go and do all the things.
That's the new stuff, right? So like, and I think, I mean, we've been talking about this behind the scenes for a couple months now. And I know we talked about this with Erin when she did the N8N demo with us. And it's a question I've been rolling around in my head for a minute now, which is like, oh man, like I do want to get into like N8N and building agents and orchestration. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's that I want to be programmatically creative without being programmatically constrained. It's the best way I can explain it. So I want to be able to do super cool shit without having to even, and I get it, developers. I get it. This is going to be the most arrogant line ever that's going to piss you off. It's going to sound like super egotistical. Don't care. I just want to be able to create shit without having to know how to do it. Knowing how to, like, knowing the code to me doesn't matter. All that matters to me, and I know like you guys hate those words because I'm sure that CEOs and managers and directors have been saying those words to you forever and forcing you to like from a human level have to do that stuff. And now there's agents that can do that. So that's why I say that, because it's an agent that's doing it, right? And it's doing it at this like superhuman speed. So yeah, to me, it's no differently than when, you know, generative art first hit, right? And marketing didn't really want to touch it because it couldn't do text, right? Now, they didn't give a shit about why it couldn't do text. They didn't go back to typography school, right? They didn't go back to like Sanskrit writing. No, they just waited until it was possible. And then they fucking went nuts with it, right? Same thing with video, right? No companies were touching video until VO3. And then, shit, this looks so good. All right, let's see if we can get away with it, right? Now, the other day, I told you guys about the bunnies on the trampoline thing and how that was significant and nobody thought it was significant. Go look. That story is nuts now. And it's all about how it fooled everyone before they could understand that it was AI. Super significant story in history, right? Super important moment in history that so many people really believed it before they found out, right? Like it really is. It makes, you know, they were talking about all the political stuff before and like, you know, somebody sounds like Marco Rubio calling people and stuff like that. You know, that kind of stuff is scary too, but I'm telling you now, man,
so like, glad the next one's 3 years out. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's, I have no clue, right? And so, like, so now but we like, have, so
like, this imagine one, like GPT-5, like, all of a sudden, like, under the hood of everything. And I think that's like important context if you're just curious about whether you want to try right away or why is this moving so much faster than before? Like, we are coming from a world. This whole idea of like language updates, and then we got to go into UAT testing or user acceptance testing. Mm-hmm. And then we got to deliver it. I forget what the word is, but. Ship. And then we got to test it there and validate it there, right? And so, like, if you've been a product person and the new thing comes out in almost any, like, product, like, physical or software, right? It's never, ever been, okay, like, gonna use that one now. That's what this is. like, it's just, and when you call them and believe why they're foundational models, like, just think about that. Like, the foundation moves up. Like, the foundation that everything is on just immediately gets better. And I would anticipate what we're also seeing is, yeah, some of the model drops of the past, like first few days, first few weeks, people are like, what the hell is this? Can't believe it. And then guess what? Like, the model gets trained and it like comes back to the baseline understanding it needs while being up leveled performance wise. That time window is going to get shorter and shorter, but it's the difference between, like, you know, building for benchmarks and building in the lab. And then putting it in the hands of people. There is going to be training time no matter how you slice it. But that training time is going to get smaller and smaller, right? To the point where we're not even going to notice. And that sort of is an interesting question. Like, if we thought social media companies were evil with the algorithms that were focused on dopamine hits, we haven't seen anything yet. Right. And we're in no position to stop it. Like, literally, like, think about Ready Player One. And at the end of the movie, they're like, all right, we decided to take breaks on Tuesdays and Thursdays just so we could connect with human beings.
Good luck, like, dark web.
Right.
Balance. You cannot get away from balance. I don't give a shit. I, you know, I'm not that old. I'm not that wise. I'm not that rich. But I do know one thing that I have watched for the better part of 10 years and have paid very close attention to just to see like how valid it is. Balance is the only thing I know that even trumps math, right? Because math breaks down at a certain point. Balance never does. If there's gravity, there's anti-gravity. If there's, you know, if something goes up, it must come down, right? Action equals reaction. Right. Like everything you could like think about it, honestly, take time, think about it. Now, when I say balance, I don't mean fairness in all things. There is a huge difference between the two. Don't get it misconstrued. Balance just means that there is something that is equal to what is happening on the other side. So this also applies to things like, you know, I'm only going to touch on it for 2 seconds, top 1%. And, you know, that. To balance that out, you have to make X percent of people poor, like the poorest percentage, right? So,
there's universal balance and there's like atomic level. And now,
right,
like we're measuring quantum level now. Like,
yeah.
So there's that level of balance too. And everything in between, right?
The one thing that I thought was just the most amazing, and I posted it yesterday, so I don't know. How many people saw it, but just wanted to show people today too, because this is like, I don't know, it's just the sort of definitive example of what abundance is going to look like. Okay. This is the latest GPT-5 model. Most you could pay was $1.25. That's 4.1. It just came out. Here's 4.0. That's an old model. An old model costs $1.25 more than the newest one. And the old model is two orders of magnitude, like IQ, dumber, right? If this is 400 IQ in 4.0, this is 800 IQ in GPT-5, theoretically.
Yeah.
Go back to 01, $15. 01 Pro, $150. GPT-5 Pro, not up here, but I can guarantee you it's nowhere near that price.
Yep.
Costs, I mean, this is down. It's insane. Like, even GPT-5 Mini, a quarter compared to 40 cents.
This is the part that breaks. To 10 cents. Yep. This is the part that breaks everything you've ever learned about business and free market.
Finance. Yep.
And like everything, right? It makes zero sense that cost goes down and value goes up, like in every way.
And I've had so many people asking me, I'm just going to give this answer out again, and I'll be giving it out. You know what? I actually had a conversation with my brother yesterday. And so we were talking about like how, he's always been asking me like, okay, well, if abundance happens, then how do people make the transition and what happens, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And, what happens to jobs and all that kind of stuff. And so it's, you know, we were talking about finances and he's asking me about like best, you know, AI stocks to get into before other people can make money, all that kind of thing. And so while we were talking about finances, I keep trying to tell him that like, hey, look, man, you know, you can, here's what you need in order to win. But at the end of the day, try to understand that like everyone is going to win in the end. So like just basically enjoy it while it lasts. And it's not that like enjoy it while it lasts because you're going to lose. It's just that enjoy it while it lasts because everybody's going to win. Right. And so, you know, I was telling him and I'm like, look, I said, now that the market's going to start to wake up, you got maybe another 2 months before you're going to be neck and neck with everybody else who's likely going to know as much, or there'll be tons of people who have stock trading agents that are just going to, you know, like mine, that are just going to do a better job than humans could. So you just unleash your auto trader, right? Why would you even bother paying attention to your Robinhood when you just hire your Robinhood agent to go do your trading for you? Those of you who didn't have time for day trading to make the daily money off of day trading, now you do, because now you have this auto trader to go make your day trading money for you, right? Why is it not fair? Market's already using algorithms in order to do trading. Why would it not be fair in order for people to use algorithms to do trading? You know, again, I'm doing it already. Other people, I'm sure, are doing it already. There's really no reason not to be doing it. And I said, I know if that happens for everyone, then how does anyone lose? I said, they don't. This is the beginning of the end. The only way that you can destroy an economy or a government or any system of control is from within. And this technology has seeped from within into every facet of every business and every part of the economy that has ever been greedy in its entirety of existence. And so the weapon that they are using to make themselves this money is actually their own undoing.
Yeah. And it's like all the investment.
What happens to the market, right? It goes back to being pre-1970, where, same as we've been talking about, pre-1970, it was all about value. It was how much, like, it was, you know, your company, because after that, like, after 1980, it was all about stock buybacks, and that was just bullshit. Prior to that, it was about performance. How good was your company? And that's what we're going to go back to with so many people with all this abundance, right?
Yeah. How much value do you create for all the stakeholders around you? Like,
I think
what we're seeing, and this is like all the investment going one way while the costs go down, right? That's why, like, the only thing I'm saying, like, does somebody even have time to get to $1 billion? Like, and then, like,
and that's where it starts to become this thing of, like, you know, well, like, then why? So here's the question, guys. If you're struggling to understand, like, how do we get to this point? And I'm telling you, it's coming fast. I'm telling you, it might even be by the end of the year. Not joking, right? Like, we'll see, obviously, we'll see GPT-6, like, by the end of the year, beginning of next year. And that's one model away from guaranteed, like, AGI. Like, guaranteed, just by math, like, GPT-7 would equal AGI, right? Claude 5 equals AGI. Like, hands down, defined, no one's going to be able to dispute, blah, blah, blah. The only people who would dispute are, like, people who are like, oh, Figure, it's not in a physical body yet. Figure's already on its third version. It's already on version 3. They just made the new batteries for version 3, and they're ridiculous solid-state batteries. It's amazing. It's at the point where, like, again, like, everybody is on the same playing field. And when everyone's on the same playing field and everybody has the same capability for go to market, everybody has the same capability for owning their niche, everybody has the same capability for even building your brand in the first place. Like, you know, I set up a brain data inbound for, hey, let's build your brand in 30 minutes. Boom, full in less than a week. Right. Because it is that easy. Like, it's stupid easy to stand up a brand in a day, right? Let alone, like, you can do it in a half hour. You could definitely do it in an hour. And then you could do an amazing job in a day, right? And, like, I didn't, this was just an email thing this morning. Like, hey, here's this AI, like, all-in-one application. I'm like, I don't necessarily understand what it means, but it kind of looks like if I install this software on my machine, it's something like Comet, where I'm just talking to an interface and it's going and running shit for me. And I totally hope that that's the case. Like, and I mean, think, like, medical. Like, I'm so, so, so excited for medical because of the GPT, like, open source release. Like, GPT-5 is amazing at diagnosis. GPT-4 was amazing at diagnosis, and 4.0 even better. Like, I gotta say, of the things that GPT has been amazing at, medical diagnoses seems to kick ass. So, I look forward to somebody and the I think it's the nano, or not the nano, but the mini open source model can fit on a phone, on, like, a seriously high end phone. So, I'm just waiting. I shouldn't be waiting. I should be developing. I'm busy on some stuff. I'll get to it.
You are developing. Like, let's be real. Like, you're doing stuff every day, like you said. Which is the fun part, right? Like, you know, abundance is coming and we're feeling it every day. So it's like, literally, you could choose to just create value because you want to, knowing that, like, you're going to experience it at some point. When you approach it like this, like, you can help others experience too, and it just gets, this is what the vertical looks like, folks. But we do need to wrap up. We will be around this weekend for sure, on Sunday, to dive into anything and everything we can from the week prior. So until we see you there, or until we see you on Monday, or until you listen to us on the podcast available on Spotify and Apple, Value First AI Daily. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks so much, Nico.
Have a good one. Thanks, guys.